If you live in a city with movie billboards, you've likely seen Liam Neeson's face on them. He's the star of the big movie of this week, Unknown. Our film critic Kenneth Turan has a review.
Unknown is a nifty international thriller of the what-if variety. What if you and your wife fly to a conference in Berlin and you have a car accident so bad it puts you in a coma? Once you awake, what if everyone you think you know says they've never seen you? Here's what happens when biologist Martin Harris tries to say hello to his wife.
Oh, you must have me confused with someone else.
Liz, it's me, Martin, your husband.
This is a misunderstanding. I don't know this man. This is my husband.
With another man insisting he's Martin Harris, the real Martin Harris is on his own as he struggles to prove who he is. Now, an ordinary individual might have trouble in that situation. But Unknown doesn't have anyone average as the beleaguered biologist. It has Liam Neeson, the star of 2009's Taken and one of the most naturally forceful actors on the contemporary scene. If you've seen Taken, where Neeson played a relentless berserker who terrorized all of France looking for his kidnapped daughter, there's something definitely familiar about Unknown. Neeson's character is in Berlin, not Paris. He's worried about his wife, not his child. But this is simply another story that allows Neeson to lose his temper and take on the world.
Where is he?
I can't see him.
Our guy may be down, but he is far from out. Determined as only Neeson's characters can be determined, he prowls Berlin like a lone wolf, trying to find out what's going on and why people are trying to kill him. Most of all, the job gets done, in typical Liam Neeson fashion, because the big galoot simply won't be denied. As Taken also demonstrated, it's a given that the road will be twisty and long. But those who bet against Liam Neeson's characters always live, and sometimes die, to regret it.
Ken Turan won't be denied. He reviews movies for Morning Edition in the Los Angeles Times. This is NPR News.